Okay. Read Revelation 20:10 again.
مکاش اف بیستاهو دوباره بخونی.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه میکند به دریاچه آتش و گوگر انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبانه روز عذاب خواهند کشید.
Now I want to focus in on the fact that hell is forever.
حواستون به این باشه که جهنم تا ابده.
Yeah, forever and ever it says.
ابد و ابد الاباد.
Yeah, it's not a temporary thing.
یه جای موقتی نیست.
Now notice when the devil is cast into the lake of fire.
که جهنم وقتی در
who are already there.
در اون دریاچه آتش ریخته میشه.
That's the beast and the false prophet. Yeah, the antichrist and the false prophet.
اون وحش و پیامبر دروغی هم اونجاست.
Who are human beings.
اونا که انسان بودن.
Yeah, minions of Satan.
دستیارهای شیطان روی زمین.
Now how long have they already been there by that time?
چند سال اونها تو هستن تا شیطان برسه.
Now they were thrown in at the beginning of the millennium reign.
اول سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح اونها به دریاچه آتش میفرستن.
After the millennium reign.
بعد از سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح شیطان فرستاد.
These two have already been tormented.
در حقیقت اون دو تا
more than 1000 years.
بیشتر از 1000 سال شکنجه میشدن که وقتی شیطان بهش
میرسید. Yeah. And if anything is chilling about hell.
اگه یه چیزی که اگه به جهنم فکر کنیم تمام تنمون بلرزه، اینه که ابدیه.
There's no way back. Once you're there, there's no way back. It will never stop.
دیگه تموم نخواهد شد. پایان نداره.
Go to Mark 9.
مرقس 9 رو باز کنید.
Yeah, where we read before.
قبلا هم خوندیم در موردش.
Before the sermon. Mark 9, I read verse 43 or 44 for now. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched.
زیرا هر که ضد ما نیست با ماست و هر که شما را از این رو که از آن مسیح هستید کاسه ای آب به اسم من بنوشاند هر آینه به شما میگویم اجر خود را از دست نخواهد داد بلکه یکی از این کودکان را که به من ایمان آورند لغزش دهد او را بهتر است که سنگ آسیابی بر گردنش آبیخته در دریا افکنده شود پس هرگاه دستت تو را به لغزاند آن را قطع کن زیرا تو را بهتر است که معیوب داخل حیات شوی از این دو دست وارد جهنم گردی در آتشی که خاموشی نپذیرد جایی که کرم ایشان نمی میرد و آتش خاموشی
Okay, does this sound like a place there anybody would want to go? No, it's a place that you want to avoid at all costs. And Jesus draws this picture here that it's better.
Yeah,
of course, it's a figurative picture to make a point that it is better to lose a hand and go to heaven and live than to go to hell with two hands.
And
of course, losing a hand is a great disability. Hey, this is much better for you to have that than going to hell.
که شما اینو داشته باشین تا اینکه به
جهنم برید. Where the worm died not.
جایی که
where the fire is not quenched.
آتش هیچ وقت خاموش نمیشه و کرم هم نمیمیره.
It's eternal.
ابدیه.
And the same thing, yeah, you have read to 46?
تا 46 خوندی؟ Yeah, to 46, yeah.
46, read 47 and 48 as well.
47, 48 هم بخون. تا 46 خون.
الان چند بخونم؟
Read 47 and 48 as well. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched.
و هرگاه چشمت تو را لغزش دهد آن را درآور زیرا تو را بهتر است که با یک چشم داخل ملکوت خدا شوی از آن که با دو چشم در آتش جهنم انداخته شوی جایی که کرم ایشان نمیمیرد و آتش خاموشی نمییابد
It's being repeated and repeated and repeated
تکرار میکنه که نمیمیره و آتش پایان نداره
One sample for the hand another sample for the foot
یه بار دست یه بار پا یه بار چشم
Yeah Why?
چرا?
Don't we want to go there? Why is it better to lose all those things?
چرا بهتره همه چیزمون از دست
Because it's hellfire.
چون جهنم it's a warm diet. No.
And it's a fire that is never quenched.
پایان نداره و خاموشی نداره.
It's everlasting punishment.
مجازاتی است ابدی.
There's no relief.
هیچ آسایشی ازش نداریم. پایانی نداریم.
I'll burn my finger.
مثل این نیست که بگی من انگشتمو میبرم.
And then I get better.
بعد بهتر میشم.
No.
نه.
No rest. No day, no night.
نه صبح نه شب.
Yeah, the fire is not quenched.
آتشش
There's no downtime in hell.
تو جهنم قسمت پایینی
Go to Revelation 14.
مکاشفه 14.
And read verses 9 till 10 for now.
تا 10 رو بخونید.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
و فرشته سوم از پی این دو آمده به صدای بلند میگوید اگر کسی وحش و تمثال او را پرستش کند و نشان او را بر پیشانی یا دست خود پذیرد او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره به آتش و گوگرد
Now, before we need to read the next verse, I want to make a point here for a moment.
Yeah, because
I have heard it a lot of times where people, or Christians, or people call themselves Christians, and they will talk about hell, and they will describe it, oh, this is separation from God. Yeah, the worst thing about hell is that you are separated from God's goodness.
Now,
is this what is communicated in the Bible? No. It is being tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels in the presence of the Lamb. It's not separation from God. It's God pouring out His wrath on you. You're punished. Now, of course, we are not, but people will go there.
Are punished.
Now, now read the next verse. And the smoke of the torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال او را پرستش می کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد در اینجاست صبر مقدس
No rest day nor night
آرامش ندارند شبانه روز
No rest goes the smoke
ندارن.
The smoke of the torment goes up forever and ever
اون آتش و عذابش دود
no moments of relief
ابد میاد حتی لحظه
it will go on and on and on and on without an end
ادامه دار بدون پایان
yeah hell is eternal punishment
جهنم مجازاتی است ابدی
go to Luke 9, 16
لوقا 16
and read verses 19-23 there was a certain man rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
شخصی ثروتمند بود که ارغوان و کتان می‌پوشید و هر روزه در عیاشی با جلال به سر می‌برد و فقیری ایلادر نام که او را پوشیده از جراحت بر درگاه او می‌گذاشتند و آرزو می‌داشت که از خورده‌هایی که از میز آن ثروتمند می‌ریخت خود را سیر کند بلکه سگان نیز آمده زخم‌های او را می‌لیسیدند باری آن فقیر مرد و فرشتگان او را به آغوش ابراهیم بردند و آن ثروتمند نیز مرد و او را دفن کردند. پس چشمان خود را در جهنم گشوده خود را در عذاب یافت و ابراهیم را از دور و ایلازر را در آغوشش دید.
Now, in a moment, we read the rest of the story.
Yeah?
But some people will say, oh, this is not a real story. It's a parable. It's symbolic. It's not a real thing that has happened.
Now,
I really struggle with that view.
Yeah?
Because I do believe this is an actual story. And that God is using this specific story here to teach us things about hell. Yeah, maybe even allowing this one-time event to show things about hell. Parables normally don't have people with names in them.
Now,
here we have the beggar being called Lazarus. He has a name, it's a person. And the second thing would be, what would this be a parable of?
Because
it basically describes hell. Yeah, it's teaching us directly on that topic. It's not something symbolic. It's not a parable. It's not making using one thing easy to explain the spiritual truth.
No,
he is teaching the spiritual truth. Now, regardless of what you believe, if it's a story or not. Yeah, what is clear is what is teaching about hell.
Yeah.
So it's about two people I mentioned here, a beggar and a rich man. Yeah, and clearly this rich man is a wicked man.
Which
should not come to us as a surprise.
Yeah,
because most people who are actually rich are proudful, wicked people. And they both die. Yeah, they both have the same end in the sense that they physically die. Now, Lazarus, is going to be with Abraham. Now, where is Abraham? Yeah, he's with God. Yeah. Yeah, so he's in heaven. But the rich man opened his eyes. Being in torment. Yeah, as soon as he opens his eyes, he is in torment.
Yeah,
if we ask Christians... Yeah, to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent without Christ of the body.
بدون مسیح از این بدن بیرون اومدن.
It's open your eyes up in heaven in torment.
در عذابه.
Now the rich man cries out to Abraham.
اون ثروتمند چشمشو باز میکنه به ابراهیم و میگه
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
آنگاه به صدای بلند گفت ای پدر من ابراهیم بر من ترحم فرما و ایلازر را بفرست تا سر انگشت خود را به آب تر ساخته زبان من را خنک سازد زیرا در این شعله عذاب می‌کشم.
Yeah, as a small remark, yeah, this rich man is conscious. He knows what's happening to him.
میدونسته چه اتفاقی داره میفته. در حقیقت بیهوش نشده تو جهنم.
Yeah. What is he seeking after?
دنبال چی میگرده؟
He wants relief from the torment.
آزاد آرامش میخواد برای این عذاب.
Send Lazarus.
ایلازارو بفرست.
Let him dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm tormented here.
من اینجا دارم عذاب میکشم.
Let's see how that goes.
ببینیم چه اتفاقی
میفته. Yeah, read the next two verses, 25 and 26. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they will, which would pass from hence to you, cannot. Neither can they pass to us. That would come from thence.
ابراهیم گفت ای فرزند به خاطر آور که تو در ایام زندگانی چیزهای نیکوی خود را یافتی و همچنین ایلازر چیزهای بد را اما او اکنون در آسایش است و تو در عذاب و علاوه بر این در میان ما و شما ورطه عظیم است چنانچه آنانی که میخواهند از اینجا به نزد شما عبور کنند نمیتوانند و نه آنانی که آنجا هستند
There is no hope for relief.
آسایشی وجود نداره. هیچ امیدی وجود نداره در این.
Yeah, it's the fire that is never quenched.
آتشی هست که هیچ وقت آروم نمیشه.
It's where there is rest, nor day nor night. It's eternal punishment. It's without breaks.
و بدون استثناء.
People who end up in hell have zero hope.
امیدی اصلا ندارم.
A person who dies out without Christ is doomed forever.
تا ابد محکومه.
Yeah, after one day of torment and flames comes another day and another.
مجازات یه روز دیگه یه روز دیگه روز دیگه میاد.
Another month.
یه ماه دیگه یه ماه دیگه.
Another month. Year after year. Century after century.
قرن بعد از قرن.
Yeah, after 1,000 years, yeah.
بعد از 1,000 سال.
The beast and the false prophet were still in hell.
وحش و اون نبی دروغین هنوز تو جهنم بودن بعد از 1,000 سال.
And they will be there for another 1,000.
و بازم هزاران سال دیگه هم خواهند بود.
And again.
هزاران سال.
Without end. Forever.
بدون پایان تا ابد.
Yeah, you say I don't like this doctrine.
شاید بگین این اعتقاد رو دوست ندارم.
I don't like it either.
منم دوست ندارم.
Yeah, but this is what the Bible teaches.
اما درسی که کلام خداوند به من میده.
This is what the proper punishment is for sin.
مجازات واقعی گناه همینه.
God punishes sin like this.
خداوند مجازات ها رو اینجوری مجازات گناه میده.
The doctrine of hell makes sin look exceedingly sinful.
اعتقادمون به جهنم ارزش واقعی گناه رو بهمون
میده. This is what a holy God.
اون زمانی است که خدای مقدس.
Yeah, thinks about sin.
در مورد گناه فکر میکنه و چقدر گناه براش جدیه.
And think of it.
به این فکر کنیم.
To be saved from that.
و برای اون نجات پیدا کنیم.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, had to die on the cross and go to hell to pay for us. That is how severe sin is.
و خودش رفت به جهنم و مجازات گناهان ما رو پرداخت کرد.
The consequence of sin shows how severe sin is.
مجازات گناه بهمون نشون میده که ارزش واقعی و جدی بودن گناه چیست.
And God is teaching us about
this. خداوند داره این درس رو بهمون در کلام میده.
To warn all the people.
اعلام خطر کنه و به افراد دیگه این اعلام خطر رو بکنه.
About where our sin has leads us.
که ببینیم مقصد گناهمون کجاست.
Hell is to be putting fear in our hearts.
جهنم باید اون ترس خدا تأثیر در قلبمون بندازه که دنبال خدا بگردیم.
Read verses 27 till 31 from the same passage.
در همون فصل بخونید.
Luke 16. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren. That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abram said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, father, Abram, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
گفت ای پدر به تو التماس دارم که او را به خانه پدرم بفرستی زیرا که مرا 5 برادر است تا ایشان را آگاه سازم مبادا ایشان نیز به این مکان عذاب بیاید ابراهیم به وی گفت موسی و انبیا را دارم سخن ایشان را بشنوم گفت نه ای پدر با ابراهیم اما اگر کسی از مردگان نزد ایشان رود توبه خواهد کرد به وی گفت هرگاه موسی و انبیا را
Yeah, so the rich man asks, send Lazarus. Yeah, because I have some wicked brothers. They're on the same path as I am. They will end up here like that.
Yeah.
Raise them from the dead. Please warn my family so they don't come in the same place. What is the response?
Yeah.
They have Moses and the prophets. God already warned them for this place. They chose to deny it. God already has revealed
خداوند
these things
واقعیت رو
through Moses and the prophets.
بود از طریق موسی و دیگر نبی ها.
But no, if somebody arrives from that, they will believe.
اگه کسی ایمان بیاره از مردگان برخیزه زنده بشه ایمان میارن. موقع ایمان میارن.
When you talk with people, that, God has to show me this, then I'll believe.
خدا به من این نشون بده بعد ایمان میارن.
What does it say here?
اینجا چی میگه؟
They won't even believe somebody. If they won't believe Moses and the prophets, if they don't believe what the word of God says, they won't even believe if somebody raises from the dead. Now, did they believe Jesus when he was risen from the dead? No. Most Jews rejected Jesus. Yeah, the Bible says he came to his own and they received him not. Right now, most of the Jews
الان اکثر یهودیا
are in a location in the heart of desert being tormented.
عمق زمینن دارن مجازات میشن.
And there's no hope for them anymore.
هیچ امیدی براشون
too late.
دیر شده.
They had a chance.
شانسی داشتن.
They wasted it.
اما از دستش دادن.
It sometimes marvels you when you talk with people.
بعضی وقتا
you try to share the gospel with them.
با کسی اگه صحبت میکنی و بشارت
میکنی. And you start talking about hell.
در مورد جهنم اگه باهاشون صحبت کنی
and they all say I want to go to hell
بعضی میگن من میرم جهنم خوبه با هم بریم
they have no idea what they're asking for
واقعا نمیدونن به چی دارن
flabbergasted what do you say to that
اصلا نمیدونی وقتی همچی جواب
so no this is not the place you want to go to this is bad
کی نباید آرزوی جهنم
yeah you do not want to pay for your own sins
هیچ کسی نباید بخواد مجازات خودش پرداخت کنه
yeah God has sent you a soul winner
خداوند برای to warn you for the wrath to come که نام برای تو رو نجات رو بیاره
دلم
خطر کنه و فقط تو میخندی و بیرونش میکنی
I don't care about Jesus. I don't care about what you have to say.
Go away. هر چی که عیسی مسیح میگه مهم نیست برام گوش نمیده.
And one day, like the rich man, they will open up their eyes. چشماشو
باز میکنه.
In torment.
در عذاب.
Yeah, and people die of heart attacks every day, in car accidents.
هر روز با تصادفات، با خسته قلبی، با شلیک گلوله، با جنگ، هر آن ممکنه ببینن.
I will do it later. Later on, I'll make right with God. Tomorrow I will do it. Next week. Next year.
سال دیگه.
Let me first have fun.
بذار اول خوش بگذره.
Then I will decide.
بعد تصمیم میگیرم.
Right? Today is a day of salvation.
امروز روز نجات.
2 Corinthians 6:2. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
زیرا میگوید در وقت مقبول تو را شنیدم و در روز نجات تو را یاری نمودم. اینک اکنون زمان مقبول است. اینک الان روز نجات است.
Oh, tomorrow I will do this. Next year I will do that.
سال دیگه این کارو میکنم.
You don't know if you have tomorrow.
نمیدونی فردا رو داری.
And if you're not safe today,
اگر امروز نجات نداری.
Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow.
فردا نیست.
Yeah, God is warning us over and over again in His word
that
there is wrath to come.
خشمی هست که قراره برای اتفاق بیفته.
About hell.
اعلام خطر میکنه که جهنم واقعیه.
He made a huge effort to put a lot of verses in the Bible that teach us what hell is.
جهنم به ما درس داده که بفهمیم واقعیتش رو.
It's a real place.
که بفهمیم یک جایی.
It's a place of torment.
جایی برای عذاب.
It's eternal punishment. There's no end to it.
پایان نداره، بی انتهاست.
It's not like I can go there and then pay for my sins and go to heaven.
No.
It's a final destination.
مسیر واقعی، مسیر پایان.
No return from there.
هیچ راه برگشتی در اون.
No relief.
هیچ آزادی در اون نیست. هیچ امیدی در اون نیست.
Only torment.
فقط مجازات.
Now there's this group called the Seventh-day Adventists.
یک گروه هست که بهشون میگن.
And they teach this false doctrine.
روز ادونتیست که درس دروغی به ما میدن.
That all people go to hell, but then.
بعضیا میرن به جهنم.
They're punished and then.
مجازات میشن.
They cease to exist.
و بعد دیگه محو میشن.
Wrong. That's not what the Bible says. It's forever and ever.
کلام خدا میگه محو نمیشن.
There is no end to it.
ابدی پایانی نداره.
It is your eternal destiny.
مقصد ابدیته.
If you end up in hell, to be tormented.
اگر در جهنم عذاب خواهی داد.
So what's the right response?
پس جواب درست چی میتونه باشه؟
To the doctrine of hell to those who are saved.
برای کسایی که نجات دارن چجوری باید جواب بدن؟
Be thankful.
باید سپاسگزار.
Thank God that He showed His love.
که محبتت رو فیضت رو نشون
میده. While we were sinners, Christ died for us.
من و شما زمانی گناهکار بودیم، عیسی مسیح برای ما مرد.
Hebrews 2:9.
عبرانیان 2:9.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
اما او را که اندکی از فرشتگان کمتر شد می‌بینم، یعنی عیسی را که به رنج مرگ تاج جلال و اکرام بر سر وی نهاده شد تا به فیض خدا برای همه طعم مرگ را بچشد.
Thank God that Jesus tasted death for you and me.
گر مرگ رو برای شما و من چشید.
And not only for you and me, for every man.
نه تنها فقط برای من و شما، برای هر انسان.
He died for the sins of the whole world.
And that should trigger us
to warn other people for the wrath to come. If you have an understanding of what the Bible teaches about hell, and you're not willing to go out and tell other people, there's something wrong. You're not a loving person. We see even the rich man, a wicked rich man, wants Lazarus to go warn his five brothers that they won't come there. Now, you know the reality of hell because God's what teaches
us.
And most of you have sisters, brothers, children, parents,
friends,
spouses that are not saved. And you know what is awaiting them. Now, should we not at least try to give them the gospel and give them a chance so they can get saved and not go there? Oh, you say, I love my unsaved family. I love my friends. Yet you're not warning them. You're not loving them. If you love them, you would warn them for eternal
punishment.
Oh, but I do not want to offend them. I think it's worth offending somebody to tell them the truth about what's coming for them. No, I don't want to lose my friends if they don't like what I say.
Okay,
you are a very selfish person. And you're definitely not a friend to those people. To the people you say you're friends. Yeah, understanding what hell is should make us want to go out share the gospel. And what everybody wants to hear. Now, I don't want to end the sermon with doom and gloom.
Yeah,
especially not if you're listening to the sermon and you're not saved. Or you don't know for sure if you're saved. Yeah, because if you're not saved, this sermon should terrify you.
But
there's also good news. Yeah, we can know for sure we go to heaven. Yeah, we can know for sure that we don't have to worry of ever ending up there. Because there's a way that leads to life. It's only one way. That way is through Jesus Christ. Yeah, John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. No alternatives. It's just one way. And God is not willing that any should perish, says the Bible. Yeah, but that all should come to repentance. He wants everybody to turn to Him. He's giving us a free will. He's putting the ball in our court. But He made a way. Jesus is that way. Yeah, for God to love the world, He gave us only the God of the Son. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believes. Not hard, no works.
Yeah.
By grace are you saved, by faith. Not of ourselves. Not of works. That's any should boast. Yes, hell is terrifying. It should terrify anybody who is not saved. Yet God has provided Himself a Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who lived a life without sin, who died on the cross, was buried and rose again the third day. And He took our sins, my sins, your sins, He took the sins of the world on His shoulders so we can live. So we don't have to go to hell. He tasted death for everyone. He took our sins on Himself. So if you listen to the sermon and you've not put your trust in only in Christ, yeah, today is the day of salvation. Yeah, today is that day that you can change that destiny. Yeah, from going to hell to going to heaven. Yeah, do not postpone it. And it holds for young and old. Doesn't matter what age you are. Yeah, if you have not put your trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation, yeah, if you have not come to God, God please save me. I've sinned against you. Yeah, do it today. Yeah, and after the service, if that's one of you here, you can ask me, you can ask others here to help you do this. Yeah, we have completely worked out gospel that just explains it to you. It's not hard. It's taking that step to trust on Jesus Christ for your salvation. And the promise is you will have everlasting life, not everlasting punishment. Amen.
Amen.